This is Heather McMeekin. Today's date is October 28th, 2020. And I'm going in to make a complaint. It is 12:04. It's Wednesday, October 28th. Going in to make our complaint to the police department. Meet with them about our complaint with about Detective McLaughlin. And I'm just going to keep rolling. Complaint, so let me let them know that we are here.
Well, you got them confused.
Huh?
Because they're confused.
They are?
Yes. The guy said you told them 5 o'clock.
Hi, this is Heather McMeekin. I'm sorry, I think we had a miscommunication. We thought we were going to meet with the deputy chief today at noon with the city attorney here. And we're out in the lobby. He already spoke to Essie that I must have gotten the time wrong. He was gonna meet with the other person at 5 because she's out of town. I mean, we can come back at 5. Yes, please. Thank you. Thanks. All right. I was gonna meet with him at noon because Gina can't be here during the day.
Is that Gina in there with him now?
No, that's the city attorney. So you and I can meet with him now, but then Gina actually can't meet until 6 because she doesn't get off work in time. So he told me that we couldn't meet as a group and that I had to come in one-on-one. I gotta pick up my wall.
Are you gonna meet with him now?
Well, I don't know.
Are you supposed to be here at 5 or 6?
So, see, I thought that we were gonna meet at noon and then Regina was gonna meet somewhere around 5, but she said she can't make it till 6 because work, she can't leave early. There's somebody gone today.
Okay, because my understanding was that we were gonna do it at 5.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought that we set 2 separate times for
the issue that we run into is I've got this interview room is where I'm going to do it at.
Okay.
And I don't think we're gonna be able to have more than 3 people in that interview room at a time.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, is there a larger room we can meet at?
Not that's audio and video recorded.
I thought you said only one person could meet.
Yeah, well, only one from this incident. I can have a supporter meet, but.
Because she's asked for the city attorney to sit in on it as well.
Right.
So that's the issue that we're running into is the city attorney's in on it. I can only have 3 in this room.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
well, what do you think, Essie?
Well,
I definitely need that. We want the city attorney.
The city attorney meet now.
What's that? She's here right now. That's who was just here.
So that would be 3.
Okay.
I thought that was your understanding. I'm saying 3, including me.
Yeah.
So me, her, the city attorney.
So yeah, so, I thought that I could. I knew I could have a supportive person. I didn't realize we were limited.
I thought your supportive person was the city attorney, is what I thought.
No, she works for you, right? She's
right,
there to
she
represent
does.
The
That's
city.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of
yeah.
confused as to why the city attorney was here.
Because I brought the city attorney to make sure I have some questions about policy and procedure, and I want to make sure also that she is there to make sure that policy and procedure
okay,
is followed.
What we're doing is we're dealing with your complaint is what we're dealing with.
Yes.
Okay, that's the sole thing that we're dealing with at this point in time.
Okay.
If you have a policy or procedure question, you can ask that of the chief. You can do that. But at this point in time, when we're in there in the interview, I'm focusing on your complaint is what I'm focusing on.
Okay.
So, because that's my sole purpose.
Okay.
Nothing outside of that. That's the sole purpose.
Okay. Well, so. Essie, thank you. I think I will meet with meet with them now.
Everything's video and audio recorded with your permission, so it's there. So you can't something and you didn't. I mean, it's
okay.
All there. So.
That's fine. So, what do you think, Essie?
Well, if he's, that all depends on you. If you can meet with the chief and.
If you guys want to meet and talk, and I'll let you do that.
Yeah, let's
I'll come
let's
right
do
back
that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I met with the ACLU. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Right. So I guess that it'll just be Essie and myself there then, and we'll thank the city attorney and ask her if we have any questions, and we'll
okay.
reach out to
Okay, that's up to you, however you want to do it.
Okay, we'll
so,
do that.
Okay. Come on in.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry for the confusion.
No,
trying
okay.
to get all of our people who are in
I'll
different places.
It.
She can watch
I'll
it from in here.
That way.
So.
Okay, thank you. I have no idea. Is this it, I guess? Ooh, it's cold in here. Well, that's a tactic. Remind me to remind everyone that I am recording this for our benefit. I gotta admit, it kind of smells like pot in here to me. I wonder who was in here.
My nose is covered. I don't smell it. I smell something. It doesn't smell like pot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good smell, that's for sure. One of our veterans.
Is all of this about that incident?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to try not to get close to you.
Okay, that's
I
fine.
The problem is I'm trying to go through what the
okay,
screenshots have here.
I'm recording for
that's
our,
fine.
Am I too close?
Video and audio recording, is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay. You can sit wherever you like. So if you want to sit there, you can. Or if you want to sit there, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
I guess we'll keep our masks on. So
yeah,
we're kind
let's
of
try to stay as far away as we can.
Okay. So the actual complaint that you made, you didn't fill out the form. You just attached your statement that you read to city council. Correct?
Yes. I hadn't had time yet for our team to put together a report, but I brought it with me.
Okay.
The screenshots.
Okay. You don't have screenshots at all for me?
We do have screenshots for
okay.
you. Okay. In fact, I can go through page by page on this. The third page is where of this packet I just handed you and contains the first post that he made. And then our Racial Justice Coalition co-chair, Regina Matthews' response, which he deleted.
Okay, but it's his page, so he can delete whoever he wants, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Have
page.
You talked to Facebook at all about these posts?
So we've reported the ones that were that we felt were close enough to the line that Facebook might take action. They did disappear, but we don't know. But all the conversation disappeared and was replaced by a different post. So,
okay.
So we don't know who all did what.
Okay. But it doesn't, usually Facebook, if you send something to Facebook, Facebook sends it back saying, yes, that page has been investigated and there is
mm-hmm.
something there. You've not gotten anything from Facebook saying that
I
they
honestly
actually...
have not looked to see since the posts were taken down and that was our concern. I didn't check through yet to see because we are reporting things all the time, every night. So
okay.
we get so many responses from Facebook, I did not track back through.
Okay. I will, at some point in time, make copies of that. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Because I've got the stuff that we have here, and I don't know who sent if.
Well, let me go through the packet, if I could.
Okay.
I will explain kind of how it went down. So So his very first post that he made it at 7:58 a.m., which was the morning afterwards. And he had had an interaction with a woman who is not in our org on the square. She is a petite, about 110-pound woman.
I'm familiar with that.
Right,
yes.
And she does have... one of the reasons why she's not a member of our org is because we do not allow people to do ad hominem attacks per se, just or trying to do that kind of stuff that provokes. Because what happens is it creates more danger for us all. And so we don't even allow yelling at our protests. We do try very hard to play just top 40 music and just sit there and let people yell whatever they want at us, other than to wish them a nice day. So the first post that was made said from the from his site, and we don't know for sure that it's him or not. You would have to
get
Facebook.
There's no name that's even associated with this at all.
That's right. And normally in a proper investigation of these, you would contact Facebook and you would ask who.
I would, but here's the problem with Facebook.
Right.
It has to be a criminal complaint.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get a warrant from the state's attorney's office unless
right.
it's a criminal complaint.
I understand.
This is an internal investigation. I can't get anything from Facebook based on that.
Okay, so...
If it was a criminal complaint, I wouldn't be handling it. It would have been kicked over to the Illinois State Police.
That's fine.
Okay?
So someone on his site wrote, "I've debated on posting this, and I've come to the conclusion it's well past time to show the true colors of some of these people. This was at 10:20, roughly at 5 p.m. I kid you not, I was verbally attacked on the Macomb Square while off-duty in plain clothes while waiting on my daughter's tumbling class because of my full-time job by a woman I don't know. I was actually sitting in my personal car minding my own business when she approached me, had the eerie feeling of the recent shooting in L.A. This woman took pictures and appeared to record me and my personal vehicle during it. The karma of it all, twice she unknowingly dropped her purse outside of her vehicle and left it, which I returned to her both times, but I'm still the pig, and she's still going to steal my car because she paid for it." She denies saying that. Just so we are on the same page, that's the caliber of people protesting. You have the wrong impression if you think I can be intimidated. And then there's two laugh emojis, to which our Racial Justice Coalition co-chair, Regina Matthews, responded. Now, there were 210 responses to that and 53 shares of his post. So it was shared 53 times to other people or other walls or groups. And there was over 210 people interacted with that, of which a few of them were ours, but they did not, as far as we know, did not click and do that reaction. Regina Matthews responded with, "I would like to point out that the one bad apple doesn't should pertain to everything if you use it. You debated on whether to post, but you didn't even wait a day. The woman in question doesn't represent our organization that puts on these protests, and we condemn this behavior. But now our protesters are more scared of the threat of violence it seems to have provoked. If you would like an honest opinion of our peaceful protest, please ask Jeff Hamer." And that woman had come and told me about the incident that she had. She took responsibility for her part in that. She claimed that she was on the square.
Let's talk about this real quick, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to move you around. I know you, what, you have an hour lunchtime?
Well, my boss gave me the afternoon off,
okay.
So we can take our time on this.
Well, I can't because I've got other appointments that I have. I thought you were coming at 5, so I've got other appointments stacked up too.
Okay.
So here's my question. With the original post, what is in the post that you think would be against our department policy or would be illegal in that original post? Because it seems that you do bring up a lot with the post in your complaint.
The fact that he posted it at all on a tactical arms site and is using dehumanizing language.
What's the dehumanizing language?
So the dehumanizing language is when, just so we are on the same page, that's the caliber of people protesting. So he's generalizing us all out as being a person who calls cops pigs.
Okay.
That is not accurate.
Sorry, I'm trying to get on Facebook here to look and see what he has on his stuff.
He had pulled it all down, so there's nothing.
So there's none of that stuff is there.
None of that stuff is there now.
Okay.
He put.
But these were all these things here. I've got another set here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what all is still up there from that.
Okay.
Because
I've got some of this that I've got is not included on yours. It looks like you've just included Regina's.
So
and maybe some of your people's
stuff.
Yeah,
if I can explain, we only included the things for which.
our team try to interact and try to divert the discussion into talking about how we do our protests. But after all of our stuff was removed and he only allowed the responses from some of the people who are frightening and quite hateful and have been giving us a hard time for months, some of them, like Mr. Raleigh online, and has a propensity for violence and a past history with violence with women.
How do you know that?
Because some of his ex-wives have reached out to us and shown us the evidence of his harassment of them out of their concern for our safety, as he has been repeatedly showing up on our things despite repeatedly being asked to please leave us alone.
Okay.
And he has since escalated again since Detective McLaughlin's post. So he has since changed his name on his Facebook or come up with a different Facebook page, and now he's back harassing us again when he had finally been leaving us alone for
a while.
Have
you reported that to Facebook?
Yep, we sure did.
Okay, and what happened with that?
We're still waiting for them to respond back on that one.
Yeah. Okay. What are those posts that he's posting?
He's not crossing the line. He's just calling us names and being a jerk.
Which is like free speech, right?
So,
I mean, here's my thing, Heather. I mean, I read through all of these posts. I've been through all of these posts, forwards, backwards. And I need your help trying to understand what you're talking about because,
okay.
I mean, this is such a
large... Tell you what, if I can speak without being interrupted for a little bit, that
would
help me quite a bit.
That would be fine if you would stay on point for me. I can't go out and go out.
I may not be able to stay on the point that you want me to stay on.
Okay.
Because
well,
I am a trauma survivor as well, so
okay.
I need time to be able to do an interview as a victim.
Okay.
All right?
I understand
so
that, but...
if you could with your...
You need to, Heather, you need to tell me what is the complaint that you have here.
Our complaint is
based
that
on
him
this.
Posting a comment about our protesters on his own tactical site after we have been already made your department aware of our concerns and fears for our safety. We have repeatedly had to have some of these people investigated because of their harassment of us online and showing up in person. It has caused our organization to not feel, to feel intimidated now, to feel like they can't trust calling the police when if we have a problem, because they're worried that Detective JP or some of the others who have commented might be the ones who respond. It caused a loss of trust in your agency. It caused a loss of trust in our members. It caused a lot of our members who are victims of male harassment to be re-traumatized. And so if you can look at the impact of this from a survivor's perspective, you might understand how having a bunch of men with guns posting negative comments
but
about us and then posting...
You're basing it off of an assumption that you're making because you're going to their Facebook pages and looking at that. I don't see anybody that's posted anything as a gun or anything else on this particular thing right here as far as what you gave me. Because you've edited your portion of it. I have the actual posts here of everybody else on those.
We haven't edited any of the screenshots at all.
Right, but you've just given me
okay,
what
your
people have
said. Okay, let me give you an example of one right here. Sean Stone King says, the biggest problem is that we have tolerated this bullshit for too long, hoping it would just go away. It's time good, hardworking Americans stand up to the scumbags that have become so entitled and let them know we are not putting up with this shit anymore. Someone else
wrote, what is wrong with that one? Is that a threat directly to your organization? To you?
That is calling us scumbags is a dehumanizing language that he is allowing to persist on his wall that was provoked by his comment. Now, if you see no problem with that, then we might as well end this conversation now.
No, I'm trying to understand what the context that
is
in
fear,
there.
Our impact is the fear of our protesters realizing that one of our police officers will sit there and dehumanize us on his own tactical website in front of the people who already have a propensity for guns, use dehumanizing language, and that impacts our people's willingness to even use their First Amendment rights.
Okay, but then you're saying that these people do not have First Amendment rights to say what
that's
they want to
say. That's not what I'm saying at all.
That
that's
is
not
what
I'm
saying
at all. No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
What you just said.
I'm not saying that at all, and don't put words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm telling you that based on what I see here, I do not see anything that is a direct threat to you or anyone in your organization. based on what I have here.
Right, and this complaint is actually a complaint that your officer is acting improperly and
but you don't,
doing this.
You don't even know that it is our officer. You're just basing it off the fact that it's his site.
Except that he uses I statements and relates what
okay.
happened on the square and speaks that himself and then admits that he had a
right.
conversation about her and she had come and spoke with Officer Hamer and then he and I had a conversation and he confirmed that it was Officer JP who had had that.
Okay.
And so how would JP owns this site? And even though all that is circumstantial, that is still enough for us to feel intimidated and be fairly confident that this was Officer or Detective McLaughlin or someone he spoke to who he empowered to use I statements about that initial conflict, which you could actually look up on the square on one of the cameras.
The particular area that he's in, I don't have a camera on.
Okay,
so
well, I don't know about what happened on the square beforehand.
The particular area that this is here. So
is he
you're
denying
saying
it?
That...
Is he denying it?
I'm not going back and forth with you on that. I'm covering
okay.
your complaint here, Heather.
Mm-hmm. And our
I'm
complaint
saying.
Is that your
and
officer
you're saying,
was
okay.
unprofessional and caused fear, anxiety, and for our members to feel...
Based on what is right here in this first line. Is that correct?
Based on this entire conversation that
but
he
can't
provoked
control,
and allowed... Yes, he can.
He can't control
yes, he can.
Who else does something
yes,
on
he
his
can.
Site.
Yes,
he can.
He
block
can.
Them if that's what he wants to do.
He could block them. He could have never started that conversation
right.
and never allowed it to continue.
Right. But he didn't. And he doesn't have to. He has free speech like anybody
okay.
else.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that an officer may paint a target on any of our backs.
But there's no target painted on the back here. You're not specific on stuff.
It's the impact of how it feels.
Okay, I understand that. So it's basically your opinion, just your opinion.
No, our people, our org's opinion.
Your
right?
opinion, because you're the complainant on here, Heather.
Yes.
Not your organization.
Well, guess what?
Not your organization.
Well,
it's
you. Don't
you.
Get to say who I get to speak for in this room. I also... let me explain two other things. Here you go. Two other impact statements.
Here's the one thing that I'll tell you.
Two other witnesses who saw that. Let me read those real quick.
You
okay?
don't need to read that to me. If you want to give that to me, you're more than welcome to do that.
It's in the packet.
This is what I'm focusing on right now. This information here. Because I know come Monday, I will be the next hot topic for you to talk about at City Council. Because I know you're not going to enjoy what I'm telling you here. But I need specific information.
You
as
didn't
to
need
what
to put that
happens.
Passive-aggressive dig in at me. This conversation, are we going to get any...
I'm not going to sit and listen to what you're going to read to me. If you have stuff for me to look at, I'm more than happy to look at that. But I'm not going to sit in here. I'm trying to get to the bottom of what your complaint is. Because
I'm
you're so
you
generalized
our
here.
Our complaint is that your officer showed poor judgment.
Okay.
And generalized us and accused us of
okay.
wrongdoing with this woman.
That he says protesters. That's all he says. He doesn't even use your organization's name. Does not specifically use your organization's name. That could be protesters all across the country.
That was our protest that night.
Okay.
She was not someone, and she was someone that we had told not to come back. She chose to attend that night, and when she arrived, I set down the ground rules, and she told me that, no, she will only be peaceful while she's there, and then she told me about the problem she had, and then I spoke with Officer Hamer, and I said, please pass along to Officer Detective McLaughlin, she is not with our org, and we do not condone that kind of behavior.
And he even went on his Facebook, which is not included in your post, but he went on his Facebook and actually apologized a little bit, saying, I'm
the
sorry
next
that
day
this is
after
not...
several
oh.
of our members messaged that page and said, you are making us feel very afraid.
Okay, and then he said that he apologized for that. Is that not correct?
So he...
Is that not correct?
He claims he apologized?
It's
okay.
on his Facebook post.
Right. So
right.
good. Well,
there's no claim. It's on his Facebook stuff.
Okay, and we don't know that that's him for sure, right?
Well, I'm saying if you're saying that it's him, if it's Illinois Tactical Firearms Training.
If it's him, then it's him. Okay, good. So then that first post is him, and then he apologized for that post. That's fine.
So,
but we still want him held accountable.
What
for
accountable
how he,
for what?
For
having a Facebook page and having people talk on the Facebook page. Is that correct?
We want him accountable for being a police officer who does not understand his power and authority in this community, and that when he uses his voice in a tactical website against peaceful protesters, equating us with dehumanizing language, that it causes fear and causes us to be afraid to have any confidence in calling your police department.
Did he at any point in time say that he was a police officer with the Macomb Police Department?
I have no idea. I did not go through the rest of it after that. If he did, I don't think so. But he did.
So he never did. I mean, I'll tell you now, I've looked at all the posts. He never once says anything about being a police officer with the Macomb Police
but
Department.
But he's still well known here
well,
as
I
being
understand
that person.
That.
And
but
some of our members have
they
been
now
in
know
his
who
classes.
He is because you went in front of city council to call him out on it.
Yes,
so
because
he,
we can't let a police officer attack
that.
Our org this way or cause us to feel unsafe.
Okay.
When men do this to us, you should understand.
But
what
I don't
that
understand.
Means.
That's why I'm saying I don't understand why you're saying you feel because he lumps you in, lumps this person in with protesters. Does it? I could even, if I had a little more specific stuff as far as saying.
So
that,
is this complaint about you and your feelings and what you think, or is it about the impact and the fear in my aura?
It's about what
there's
a reasonable
no...
person perceives. I have to take it as a reasonable person perception.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have to take it as. As I'm looking at it, there's. No violation of department policy that I see in this original post.
Okay.
That I see here.
And
but you keep going back to the fact that he blocked your people from
even being able to
being
clarify the differentiation that she was not with us, trying to make us be safer so that
but
we could
have
differentiate.
Have you not blocked people from your Facebook stuff?
Excuse me, are we being investigated?
I'm explaining
he
to
is
you.
He's an officer who has, may I clarify something? We're volunteers. We stand there with cardboard. We don't have guns and shields and the police the way that you all do. So it's not an equivalent thing. We block people who attack us, yes. If they are just hurting somebody, if they are re-traumatizing our people, we do not have to give a forum for hate, and we don't on our wall. And we block people who just are... And, of course, none of this is about how our org functions. This is about his functioning as an officer. And if you are okay with an officer behaving in that manner and all of us feeling being, you know, caused to feel unsafe and to feel intimidated to even
protest.
Well,
you're not
protest,
giving me
then,
anything to tell me that what specifically are you talking about as far as how you feel intimidated? You're saying that the
we're
language
saying
that,
that
he uses.
And also it being on a tactical site.
Okay.
With other people who are using that started off a flame war.
Does he ever
about
at any
us.
Point in time say that you need to go out and shoot protesters? Does that take place anywhere in here?
So
on
that is the only
else?
Level that
I'm not
is,
saying that. I'm going through a list of questions for
mm-hmm.
you. Okay.
Does he do that? No. Do others make veiled threats like that? Yeah.
Specifically what?
What I read to you already? It's time the city puts a stop to the BS and grow a set. People are so stupid these days, and they wonder why we want concealed carry licenses. Stay safe. We back the blue. Wish I was there the first time she dropped it. I would have thrown it in the garbage. Yep, common sense and respect for each other has gone out the window.
Nothing there is a threat to anybody.
It's more the ability of these men to be using language. Stay strapped, my friend. College Kid or local.
But this is
I've
a
been
tactical
wondering when
site.
This, so, yep, when I've been wondering when this BS would come to Macomb, we can't let radicals take over. I have a very short fuse, and I really don't want to go to jail, but I won't stand back.
But they make no direct threats to you. No direct threats to you or anyone in your organization. Is that correct?
That
yes,
is
sir?
Correct.
Okay. So it's based on your perception
the
and your organization's,
it is,
your organization's perception, let's say your organization's perception that that is a threat.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a tactical website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why would you, I mean, you're anti-gun, I would assume.
I'm actually not anti-gun, believe it or not. I used to be a FOID card holder.
Okay.
And I grew up in a hunting
so,
family.
Here's what I'm saying. You could choose not to look at this if that's what you choose to do, correct?
So as the leader of our org, all of our members began messaging with their fear and concern and worry.
Okay.
So this impacted an organization and damaged our org's members. It hurt them. And Regina Matthews will be able to meet with you about her part of it, but because she was the one on duty for our org overseeing, you know, responses and trying to
but
do something.
But if it's the same stuff that you're saying, I'm not seeing anything here that says a direct threat. I've asked you specifically.
Okay, so
is
a complaint against the police
threats?
Can only be if they violate the law. There's nothing subpar.
No,
that...
we have policies and procedures that we have in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I look through here, one, he doesn't mention that he's a Macomb City police officer. You've brought that out.
Because everybody in this community already is
okay,
well aware of that.
They're aware of it because he does concealed carry classes. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. But
he is a public figure that way.
He doesn't mention anything in there for that. He doesn't say he's with the Macomb Police Department. He has his private business. This is his private business page.
Mm-hmm. Private tactical business, which, do they have contracts with the police?
They do not.
Okay, good.
So we don't have contracts with anybody on as it relates to firearms stuff.
Or tactical
gear or anything else. All of our gear is ordered straight through either Gil Hubbard's, or not Gil Hubbard's, but Uniform Den at a Moline.
I appreciate that.
All of our firearms are ordered through other dealers that are around.
Our concern is that if we call the police because we need help.
So basically you're saying that he's already targeting you.
No, we're saying that people do not feel safe.
Okay.
He has had a loss of, we didn't have an opinion on him before until this happened, but then he didn't even give our leadership team the courtesy of responding back.
But he did respond on his page.
After we called him out on our page.
Okay, so
then
he responded back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
the fear is still there.
Okay.
The damage to our org is still there. The trauma to our members is still there.
But there's no mention of your organization whatsoever.
If you cannot, I understand if you do not see the issue with a sworn police officer owning a tactical business and posting a generalized comment that leads to a flame war, including people dehumanizing and further using scary language.
But people can have their own opinions. Everybody has an opinion, and that's what these look like. These are opinions that people have put out there.
Okay.
You don't like things that I probably like. You don't like things, I probably don't like things that you like. Everybody doesn't get along and doesn't agree on every single thing that goes on. But we don't take it to the point of to where you've contacted the FBI to investigate J.P. McLaughlin.
Because we believe that we won't get a fair investigation from this department.
Okay.
Can I also ask, why are you assigned to be the person interacting with me, knowing that you are the person that is named in the Ariel Harrison case, for which we've gotten her, one of the people named in the Ariel Harrison case? Which
How am I
named
in the Ariel Harrison case? I wasn't there at all.
Okay, well, maybe
not,
I...
Not at all. So, I mean,
oh,
you had a
your
FOIA request.
Your name's not on a report?
No.
Okay.
It absolutely is not.
Oh, good. Then it's a different person. I want to make sure that they didn't assign me anyone who's assigned with that case.
So, it's absolutely not. You should have everything already out on that case because you filed a FOIA for it. And you had all the information there. So my name is not there on the report. I didn't have anything to do with that case whatsoever.
Okay, thank you. Well, I wanted to make sure that you were not a part of that case.
It doesn't pertain to that case anyway.
Okay. Well, we were hoping that this complaint process would get at, because our understanding was that if a police officer acts in a way that causes you to feel unsafe, we thought maybe the police department would be concerned about that. But since it's all on us and we just have to put up with it, as is, I guess that we
I'm
will.
I'm saying that I've asked you for specific information.
And I've given you all the specific information.
Right, but
you've
given me
you
no specific. It's all still generalities. This is why I'm asking you, what specifically is there that's targeted? You read me the one complaint. He doesn't target it. There's no
okay,
one
it's just
that.
Generalized then. And everybody knows, I mean, we've made it very clear that we are a group that does the protest. So by him saying protesters in that way, everybody knows who.
But you're not the only
about.
Group that's up there, is that correct?
Not anymore. The other ones have given up because they're afraid.
Okay.
We are the only group doing it now.
Okay, I understand.
We all have
that.
Won. The haters have won. They've scared the other groups.
Why are you lumping me into that category?
I'm sorry.
Once again, you're generalizing me with everybody else. Just like
you did when you said you assumed that I'm against.
I just assumed that because I just assumed
exactly.
That. So, and I made that. I told you that. I told you that in front. I'm assuming that you're a non-gun owner, is what I said. I put that out there to you. I put that right out there to you.
Mm-hmm. So.
So if I'm making an assumption, I'm putting it right out there for you. Okay.
We have tried to provide impact statements on how our members have been made to feel by this incident, and I understand that you do not, since it does not. Find the criteria to definitely say, yeah, he definitely intentionally tried to do it in a way. We know that police officers know how to skirt the law. Our concern is your department lost our faith after we were trying to find, helping some of our members try to find their way back to you. And since then.
What do you mean by that? find their way back to us.
Some of our members who have had negative interactions that they have relayed, and some of the negative interactions that we have had, we have been trying to work with us as a group to begin to have open conversations and to talk about how, you know, when we interact with each other, it's important to try to adhere to, understand things like violence and sub-narratives and subtext. There's a lot of sub-narratives in this that do not meet the criteria where you can probably hold them accountable. But at the very least, it would have been nice to have been received as potential concerned citizens instead of people who are just here to create problems for you. And
I've never said that.
You have never
said
that. Your tone and attitude has been adversarial.
I've never said that. Because I'm trying to get specific stuff from you, Heather. It's like when I talk to you on the phone, I'm trying to get specific information from you. I want to do what I can for you, but if I don't have specific stuff, I can't do too much. And you're not providing me anything specific. You keep going broad on everything. You keep going broad on it.
Because
I can't
he wisely was not dumb enough to target us by name. I guess that means then that he gets away with all of this from your perspective.
So you're
but
saying
the
that...
The damage to our org has been done. The damage to our people has been done. And I'm trying to make you aware that if you allow officers to do this to your community members, then your department is going to continue to have trouble being trusted in this community.
I don't expect everybody to agree with every single thing that we do. Just like you can't expect
mm-hmm.
everybody to agree with every single thing that you do.
But you're paid.
Everybody
by
has
not.
Opinions.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I'm sorry.
You're paid, though, and your department is paid by our tax dollars. So we would like at least the assumption that we are, when we're coming here, I'd also like to find out, is there a policy that says that we can only meet in this small room? And that
no, there isn't a policy. I want to be able to have an audio and video recording of this
mm-hmm.
so that you can't say that I said something that I didn't say. Or I can't say that you said something that you didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
We generally like to have that done. And we don't generally do it as a group either. Any interview that we do, anything, sex assault interviews,
okay.
robbery interviews, any interview that we do one-on-one with somebody else.
So if a group,
so that we don't have a whole large group in here trying to intermingle their thoughts and going back and forth and throwing in their two cents. I want to get that information from that particular person.
My trauma is worth more than 2 cents, sir. The pain and fear.
I apologize.
That's
not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying I can't have a group in here throwing in this and this and this, then you throwing more stuff at me.
This was done against the members of our group.
What was done specifically
when
against your members?
When he deleted our group's thoughtful comments, instead of allowing us to have a conversation, and then he didn't respond back to them, and instead, but then left up all the hateful stuff against us, that allowed our people to feel like, okay, we can't even get at this anyway. I guess we'll just have to live with whatever he allows posted about us. And then...
But you do the same thing. You just said that you delete people off of your stuff that you don't want on yours.
Ours is not a private business that does a tactical website
well,
that allows men with histories of violence against women to demean women.
So you have one
That's
guy on
different.
Here. Who else is on there that has a history of violence? Who else specifically? You talk about the Raleigh subject. Who else specifically has a history of violence?
There's a couple on there that have... But I don't have permission from those exes to relate what they have relayed to us. But they did relay concern. Also you have former MPT officer Lucas Renfro on there. He didn't say anything inappropriate, but he did. But he is someone that we recognize as a former officer.
So he can't make a comment on
of
that.
Of course he can.
Okay, so
why are you bringing that up?
You're
asking me for context. I'm giving you context on why that stuff is. I'm telling you that we are concerned that the culture in your department is extremely misogynistic and has no problem allowing women to feel unsafe and made unsafe by your actions outside of your department.
My actions specifically?
When I say specifically,
so
this is an example
of
where...
Coming back to me.
No, I'm. You're asking me about how we're our org. You wanted to talk about my org?
I asked you specifically what other
mm-hmm.
people in this chain of people that are on here are ones that are wife abusers or anything like that. You said you didn't have anything other than Raleigh because no one else wanted you to release that information.
If a lot of them
is
have
that
not
based
felt
on investigations
safe.
To where they've been arrested, or is that just based on what their ex-wives have said?
So I'm not going to relate the details about those, other than to say that we have concerns and we do have some evidence that shows that some of these people in the past have said things that are quite frightening about women and about hurting women. And some of their...
But you won't specifically give me any of that information.
I will not, because I do not have the permission, and they are not on trial, so they have not changed
I'm
something
I'm not expecting
there.
Them to be on trial.
Our issue with, is with your department allowing one of your officers on his own time to use his tactical website to degrade all of us protesters in a way that then sparked a conversation that allowed a lot of people to further degrade and demean us and cause us to feel unsafe. Do with that what you will. That is the crux of our issue.
Okay.
We do not feel safe now. We do not feel like we can trust that we will be treated fairly by your department. We do not feel like if somebody's hurting us, that we can trust if we called the police and it was Detective McLaughlin, that he would not either, that he would not act in a way that caused us to be even more unsafe. That
have
is
you
a
ever had
that
anyone, have you had anyone tell you that they've had contact with Detective McLaughlin and that Detective McLaughlin has been anything but professional with them? Aside from this right here, aside from this entire thing, is there anything that you have that indicates that that has been the case?
I don't have permission to relay that information. So.
Heather, you can't give me vagaries and then not give me specific information.
We're talking about this issue and
that's
that
correct.
One, if they will come forward and speak to you, then yes, if they will. But I can't do that for them. That is on them. But you can see why they are, maybe you can understand a little bit about why they're afraid. If they're told that they have to subject themselves to a questioning process like this, that is just an intake process that is just like it would be if they were criminals, and they're already people who are traumatized and marginalized and feel like they're not going to get a fair shake here, then why would they feel comfortable?
Here's my
coming?
Thing, Heather. I keep asking you specific questions. You give me vagaries. You don't give me specific stuff. I can't.
Okay. You
I,
can't
that's
do
why,
anything.
I can't
I get
believe
it.
That
We're
you feel that this is adversarial because I'm trying to get more information from you, but you don't want to give me more information. It's like saying, I have evidence of this, but you can't see
so
it because
we,
I don't want you to see
the
it.
The stuff that they gave us obviously doesn't meet the criteria for those people being held accountable in a court of law. Does that mean, can you acknowledge that there are some men who are smart enough to be able to harm women, but they don't necessarily get caught for it?
Oh, 150%, yes.
Okay, yes.
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
Well, a few of the people commenting are people who are known to our members as people who have done that in the past.
And I'm saying I need to know some specifics about this. You can't just say this is what we're lumping everyone into because this person's done this, this person's done that. They've not made
Our
any
issue
threats.
Is not with those individuals because it could be them or anybody. Our issue is that the conversation would never have happened on a tactical website if not for your officer making that post.
And you can post what you want to post on your website that
okay.
has no repercussion. I mean, is that not correct? You're violating someone's free speech to say what they want to say. Because everything that I'm sitting here, when I talk to you about specifics and
no,
you can't give
I'm
me
not
specifics,
violating free speech. That is... Let's talk about freedom of speech, okay? I'm not the government. Freedom of speech only protects you from the governmental intrusions on your freedom of speech. J.P. McLaughlin is the government, and as is this department.
But he also is a
but
private citizen
as
well.
A private citizen, however, he is still a public figure.
That's correct.
And a public figure who is also employed as a law enforcement officer can be held to a higher standard of ethical conduct outside of his normal duties when such conduct creates fear or is used done in a way that it may create loss of trust in the public. And that could be a color of law violation. It could be an intimidation that could actually go against our First Amendment rights because the intimidation factor of it. And that's where our concern is. Our people were intimidated by this. Whether or not you believe that any of this has merit to create that intimidation or not, that is the reality,
it's
and it caused a lot of our people, right, to not feel safe.
You've contacted Facebook.
But
Facebook did not feel that any of that stuff violated their rules of conduct.
No, we don't know if it did or not because it was already pulled down. He had pulled it down.
Okay. So
it may have met their criteria, but he pulled it down before they got to it, as far as we know.
They still have access to that information, believe it or not. Facebook still
yes,
has
I'm
access
quite
to
aware
stuff
of
taken
that.
Down.
Yes,
okay?
I'm quite aware of
I've
that.
I've done enough investigations on online stuff that Facebook still has access to that. So if they felt that it was a violation, they would have pulled his, they would have put him in, as we keep saying, Facebook jail is what everyone keeps saying. So they would have pulled his stuff off there instantly if they
Facebook
felt that
that
was the
case. Facebook does not deal with misogyny or racism very well at all.
Okay, well.
And they definitely don't deal with threats of violence and or people being scary. But this is a local issue as far as we're concerned. And you keep bringing up First Amendment rights of them. Again, First Amendment relates only to government intrusion on First Amendment rights. So if a member of our local government, of which J.P. McLaughlin is, and a representative of an enforcement arm of our government, conducts himself in a way off-duty that causes our members to feel unsafe and unprotected and to fear calling the police department to help protect our rights to protest, that is our issue.
So what has he done to violate your rights to protest? What has he done?
So
you, because you
feel
unsafe.
Causing someone to feel intimidated and to...
It's exactly like the same thing I talked to you about.
I know.
When
so
I talked to you
your
the other
perspective
day.
Is he's not done anything. I'm telling you, this is all I got. And that's, I guess I'll just leave it at that. Our perception, our fear is that a member of your police department made it very clear that he really doesn't care about us at all. Made it very clear what he thinks of us all as a group. And that description also described Alderwoman Tammy Lee Brown Edwards, who was there that night, and 12 of the students that she had invited there for their very first protest ever. And now they had to read that about them. And how do you think that might have made them feel? And that's the thing. It's about how his behavior made our women and our guests feel. And he doesn't have to take responsibility for any of it. I mean, he did post an apology, and I guess that's all we will get from it. But we have done our due diligence of at least bringing it to your attention as a department. And so if there's nothing that comes above it further, then I guess that's that. But we at least have done our due diligence of trying to get you all the screenshots and writing it up and getting impact statements and handed it off to you. And I guess from there, that's all that what you choose to do with after that is out of our hands.
Am I able to keep that one section that you gave me?
Yep, you may
you
keep
need to
that
make
entire
a copy
packet.
Of it?
If you wouldn't mind making a copy of it for the city attorney so that she may have a copy as well.
Oh, I mean, she gets all of this.
Okay.
She'll get everything. So, okay. I'll go back through your stuff to compare it to what I have, but you still have not given me any specific information. That's all I need, Heather, is I need specific information. I can't have generalities. I have to have specific stuff. So you're saying based on these posts that you have people that do not feel comfortable with the police department based on these posts, even though he's made no comment that he works for the Macomb Police Department. He's made no comment that he was J.P. McLaughlin other than he owns the page. I'm not saying that he didn't post this. I'm just saying he never put out there his name.
Okay.
It's just his tactical website page.
Okay.
I'm sure there's more pages that are out there that are probably much worse than what is on his.
But they're not run by one of our Macomb PD
officers. I understand
officers.
That because it's not where you want to be on that. I understand that. So if I can't get specific information...
This is all the information that we have.
Okay.
This is all the information we have, and we didn't dig any further because he's, you know, that's just one problem of many. But the fact that our young people were made to feel degraded and intimidated and frightened, that should be a concern.
Based on these comments that are here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And all the shares. Because we don't know where all those were shared to, and all the hundreds of people who responded on that. Because that is a lot of people against 20 people standing up for Black Lives Matter to be afraid of. But so that's where it is for us. For us, it's about the fear and the intimidation. Having a police officer who we know may be the one responding if we ever need help. Posting that, how he
so you
thinks about us. Is
based off of what that says, you think that he's going to treat you differently than anybody else that you have out there?
We have concerns that that may be the case, yes.
But you have no evidence that that has ever... You're saying that you do, but you don't want to give me that evidence. Am I correct with
so
that assumption?
So the comments that people have brought in, we don't consider evidence until we get them to do a formal you know, or have enough of them in the same vein, and they are not wanting to do that. And so we just let that sit. And we don't, and we didn't write any of that in there because it is hearsay for that. This stuff is directly our impact of how we feel and we're made to feel based on what we saw and tried to write in response to clarify and to calm people down. So we did try, using our soft skills and our fancy manners, to stop the hatred directed at us and to try to help our members feel safer. And we couldn't even do that. And so at this point, all we can do is give you what the screenshots are, how our people felt. And if you don't see anything wrong with that, or that doesn't violate any department policies, it doesn't. It doesn't violate the law, clearly, it doesn't. And I guess if complaints are only four things for which we had evidence, for which it violated the law, then that's asking a lot of private citizens to take on. We do our best, but we've spent a lot of time, and our members have spent an awful lot of time attending to the mental health of the people who were especially frightened by this. Some of them are gun violence survivors. Having comments about us on a tactical website for you know, their coming and standing with us caused them to feel degraded and unsafe in this community. And that is not a way our students should ever be made to feel. That is not a way that, our people are should ever be made to feel for standing up for Black Lives Matter. But we can't control how that went down. Of course, he's not responsible for what people actually said, but he is responsible for sparking the discussion and providing the forum for it. We appreciate that he said that he apologized after the fact. The damage was already done to both our org, our members. Some of our members are survivors of horrific violence, and they probably will not ever do anything publicly in our org again.
But you have nothing specifically targeted towards your organization, do you or do you not?
Other than the comments made with our names on there, no.
Okay.
And saying protesters and him posting it about the same time as our protest was going on. I mean, talking about how that went on the night before, and then him talking about how it was at our protest and that she was laughing at our protest. Yeah, that kind of links back to us in a way. Yep.
But she was at your protest.
Right, but it's a public park.
Right,
we don't
that's
control
correct.
Who shows up, and we try to run off anyone who behaves in that manner. And we have run off many.
Right, but it was at your protest, is what I'm saying.
No, she didn't do that at our protest. She didn't do that at our protest.
You're saying right after the protest.
No, she did that before she ever came to our protest. Their interaction had nothing to do with us whatsoever. He made it about us when he said about these people, the caliber of these people.
Okay.
Because it felt targeted to our people, whether or not the language meets that thing, and that's what I'm trying to draw your attention to. How it felt.
I know
what
you're trying
impact.
To draw my attention to. I'm saying that I can't,
do
based on
about
what
it, right.
you have, I don't have enough to do anything with it.
Okay.
It's
you
just
have,
like,
there's no provision for officers avoiding the appearance of unethical behavior or avoiding the appearance.
You consider
or,
this unethical by posting a statement that he had?
I do.
I mean, okay.
I do.
I don't. And I can tell you that, I mean, I have to base it off of a reasonable standard of what's there. You know, how many people could look at this and say, this is what took place? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking at it. There's no threats made to anybody. He's posting a statement saying, and then making the statement about this is the caliber of our protesters.
And equating a 110-pound woman to two large men who murdered police officers in cold blood when he talked about L.A.
Does it say anything about a 110-pound woman?
No, I did not put out her physical description on there.
Okay, but
I'm
he did not,
he,
though. He didn't do that, though, right?
So, no, he equated it like he was in big danger, like he felt like he was in big danger. And our concern is that if he can't discern the difference between a 110-pound woman
so,
with a coin purse
here's my
and
question
nothing
to
else.
You, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
You were a paramedic,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you don't think a 110-pound woman on meth could do any damage to a guy my size?
Are you accusing her of being on meth?
No. I'm just saying. We don't know what she's on. We don't know if there's anything there. We don't have any idea.
She's
but you're saying that a 110-pound woman can't do anything to anybody.
I didn't say that.
That's
I
exactly
said that,
what you said.
That's not what I said at all. And again, you're putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words
Let
in your
explain.
Mouth. I'm trying to ask the question. You're saying that she's a 110-pound woman. This that is not even mentioned in here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing doesn't mention that.
So let me finish, please, without interruption, if I could, for just a minute. Okay? She is a small, petite woman. She relays that she was on the square, and he drove up in his own personal vehicle, which has tinted windows. He is someone who is always armed and always has, you know, tactical gear at his disposal. And she relayed that she felt scared by the way that he drove up and kind of parked a little cocky, and they had words between them. And yet, he related as if he was attacked. He says he was reminded of, you know, shades of L.A. That is kind of implying that there was way more to that than there was. That we have a concern about as well, because why? If he is really believing that he is in as much danger as the people in L.A. by a woman holding a coin purse, you know, when it's fully light outside on our square, and she is someone who is not even that close to him, and she's outside and he's safely in his vehicle, and then he posts that as if he was in mortal danger, and sets off. That's that kind of
you
vitriol.
Do the same thing, Heather, as far as you saying that people that drive by your protest and honk their horns are all racist because they honk their horns when they drive past your protests.
No, we're saying I say all white people are racist because all white people have racial bias. Yes, okay.
Oh.
I'm saying the people who drive past. But again, this is not about me and our protest.
Have you or have you not posted signs of people or posted trucks
again,
where they have a Trump sign in the back? I'm asking you the question because you're holding him to a standard that you feel that you shouldn't have to adhere to.
I'm holding him to a standard as a paid law enforcement professional. I'm a volunteer of a volunteer org.
Okay. I'm just trying
and
to see
I'm not
this,
the, one
the double standard that is here, Heather. I think there's a double standard here.
I think we're done.
Okay. Good enough.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yep,
thanks,
you're
Essie.
It is cold in here.
It is cold in here.
You got a jacket on, Essie. Come on.
No, it doesn't have it. Oh, it's not warm.
See ya.
Wait till we're outside, and then I'll turn off the recorder. Well, I'll tell Gina not to bother coming.
I think you should let her.
But she'll be by herself with him. She'll be by. Can you be here at 6?
I don't get finished with her.
Yeah, I can't send Gina into this.